Magic Time. I love that name.
Thanks.
How'd you get it?
Well, the basic idea in Magic Time is that there's a cataclysm in the modern day, and all the machines in the world stop running, and magic comes back. And I just love the idea of creating a new kind of science, something very different that people would say, well, that's magic, but then unlocking it and saying, okay, what's behind it, what's causing it?
I got to tell you, every time I would do my talk show in St. Louis, when I would do it really late at night, right before I went on the air, I would yell over to my producer, Howard, and I'd say, Howard, it's magic time. So I'd like, and then when I first met you and found out that you had written books called Magic Time,
yeah.
I mean, I said, you know what? Synchronicity is everywhere. Because as you know, Mark, I don't believe in coincidences. Things just happen for a reason.
That's right. Really, I think so, too.
Hey, tonight we're going to have some fun. I want to talk with you about science fiction. I want to talk about Twilight Zone movies. I may even open up the phones a little earlier than normal because when you're on, lots of people call. But let's talk a little bit about Magic Time. First of all, the book, sure. Ghost, Magic Time, Ghost Line, is it out now?
It's just come out. It's from HarperCollins. It's the third in the series, but it's free. It stands alone, too, so one can actually read that book and enjoy it fully without having read the other two.
When you write a book, now, would you categorize this as sci-fi fantasy? Is that accurate?
It's modern-day fantasy, yeah, but it's certainly, since I give magic a sort of scientific rationale, it can also be categorized as science fiction, you bet.
When you write a book like this, I mean, you have to, one, be creative and really dig down deep into coming up with different concepts and things.
Yeah.
I know there are a number of sci-fi writers who, I mean, just are incredibly creative people. You've got to be, Mark, thinking all the time. How does the inspiration to write stories and books like this come to you?
Well, I think the real start of it, George, was what I learned from Rod Serling in The Twilight Zone, which is, you're commenting on the world around you, the life that you're living, the people that you know. You're looking for a profound truth about the world, in the real world, and you use fantasy and science fiction as your a way of communicating that. And so you basically take the real world, you drop one fantastic element into it, and then you play that out. And so essentially, I'm always writing some variant of a Twilight Zone kind of story.
Though there, I think fantasy it probably is everywhere. When you look at Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
Harry Potter, The Hobbit, all these different things. But
yeah.
There's also, to me, a reality based on some of this fantasy too,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Well, yeah, and if you look at something like Lord of the Rings, I think what gives that its reality and its solidity is that Tolkien had just come out of World War I. He'd experienced that kind of warfare. These humble English characters who don't want to go off to war, they don't want to be warriors, doing their duty and rising to heroism. And so that gives it a very real feeling. And the same with Harry Potter. J.R. Rowling, she was out of work, she was struggling, she felt very much like an underdog, and she was projecting, I think, her emotions into those characters, and that's what gives it what connects you to the book, to the story.
Well, in this particular case, Magic Time, it is not that unrealistic to assume that something could go wrong one day and all the machines can stop running, you know, especially if they're tied into, let's say, a major computer mainframe somewhere.
That's right. Well, actually, what gave me the initial idea was during the Northridge earthquake and the L.A. riots and El Nino and some of the things that happened here in L.A., particularly the earthquake, all the power went out and people came streaming out of their homes, and all of the barriers of wealth and poverty and race, all of those things were down, and it was just everyone needing each other to survive and to get through the days. And so that was fascinating to me, the notion of what would happen if everything stopped running and people just needed to rely on each other, and so how terrible and how wonderful at the same time.
Well, now, was that perception or inspiration when you did that?
both. But basically what you do is you look at the world around you through this lens of, okay, here's the world changed just a little bit, and then you just look at everything around you. And so for me, I tend to research by going to the places I write about. So for the first book, I went to New York. For this book, I went to South Dakota, and just inhaling that world and then processing it through the fictional lens.